Story of an Immigrant by
Elise,
Aoife,
Zoe,
and Disney.
It is 1846, and the great hunger in Ireland has just struck. The Irish are becoming sick due to starvation because their crops were infected. The Irish were forced to immigrate. They also immigrated to escape religious and political persecution. Immigration to America was the only way.
Oh goodness, it's already 2:30. It's time to leave, Emily.
Where are we going, Mother?
To Ellis Island, dear. We are going to leave this land.
What? Why are we leaving?
Our potatoes are infected, and there is no other source of income for us. We have already lost your father to this disease going around, and I can't lose you.
Emily and her mother said their goodbyes to their hometown and headed off for the dock. An hour later, Emily and her mom approached the entryway of the boat. They paid their fare and waited in a single-file line leading into the boat. These boats were not luxurious, rather crowded with people. Emily and her mom resorted to staying in the bottom of the boat, which was quite dirty but had more room. After being in the crowded ship for weeks, they finally reached America.
Mama, look. I can see the shore. I can see America.
You're right. We're finally here. Emily, are you okay? You look rather pale.
I'm okay, Mom. Just a small cold.
They have gone through most of their security measures, but in order to enter the country, they will have to go through the health check. When an immigrant was diseased or sick, officers would not let them pass, but instead would send them to the hospital on the island. Relationships between immigrants would not affect whether one passed or not.
Emily's very sick and will not be allowed to pass, but you may carry on, Mary.
Mom, you can't leave me.
Emily, I'm sorry. Excuse me, officer. Where will she go if I continue to America?
I'll bring her to the hospital, but you people have to hurry it up. There are thousands waiting on you.
But, Mom...
Emily, listen. We've spent all our money to come here. I have to carry through with this.
Hurry it up.
Emily and her mom part ways. For Emily to follow the officer to a large hospital on the island, and for her mom to go start her new life in the new world.
1 week later...
In the hospital, Emily sees many people from all around the world. She hears all different languages. Some people were unfortunate enough to be in that hospital for years, while others were only there for a matter of hours. But everybody was there for the same goal, to reach the new world, but many never did.